Whilst Ken is cooking for the locals, I'm at Guangdong's medicine market with physician Dr. Xu.
I've been traveling for so long, and I'm really tired. What can I take that's going to lift my spirits and, you know, boost my energy?
She's going to help me make an energy-boosting tonic before I travel to Taiwan to see my family.
Yeah, I can introduce a kind of soup.
Okay.
Like a black chicken, I think. I can cook it in my home for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Dr. Xu's a practicing gynecologist, but like many Chinese doctors, she combines modern and traditional medicine.
There's a big history, and there's, what, over 13,000 different herbs. Is that true?
Yes, that's right.
To go with the chicken, I need some fruit to help boost my immune system.
This is goji.
This is the goji. Yeah, everyone in the West knows goji berry. I love this just steeped in, you know, with some tea.
Mm-hmm.
My mum always says drink this because it's good for your eyes.
Yeah, it's good for eyes.
For eyes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it tastes sweet, you know.
It tastes
like
a little bit sweet.
Sweet, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get just a small handful of the goji berries. Now this is going to go into this stew with black chicken and dang gui.
Dang gui is the root of a plant which we know in the West as angelica. It's supposed to help circulation.
Apparently this is the best herb for women. Going to keep all the organs down there working.
With all the key ingredients in the bag, Dr. Xu takes me back to her home to make the soup.